This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Timberwolves are on the back end of a back-to-back visiting the Utah Jazz tonight in Salt Lake City. Minnesota crowned the Kings last night in Sacramento. Big 144-117. They got 26 points from Anthony Edwards and a big night from Rudy Gobert. 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 block shots. Head coach Chris Finch.
Complete game, both ends of the floor. I thought we were really sharp, which is what we needed to be. Built on the performance of the other day and continued into today. So really pleased with how we're starting games defensively.
Finch says they need to keep momentum going now, shooting for a third straight victory.
I think it's just about maintaining focus, all the way throughout, not having any kind of lapses mentally or mitigating turnovers and playing smart offense too.
The Wolves are 6-4. They beat the Jazz in Minneapolis on Friday. Tip time tonight, 8 o'clock. The St. Thomas men's basketball team is out west as well. They tip off at Washington State tonight at 8:30. The Vikings are licking their wounds today, wondering how they had so many penalties, turnovers, and other mistakes in yesterday's 27-19 loss to Baltimore. Minnesota led the game 10-3 in the second quarter before things went haywire. One bright spot, though, receiver Jalen Naylor. He had 5 catches for 124 yards and a touchdown. He says part of his success yesterday was due to the attention Justin Jefferson was getting from the Ravens' defense.
That's how football is, Sometimes you got to take away our best guy, and the other guy's got to step up. And today it was me, and I made the most of those opportunities.
Minnesota's now 4-5. They'll host Chicago on Sunday at noon. A nice win last night for the Wild in St. Paul, 2-0 over Calgary. Head coach John Hines.
I thought it was a hard-fought game by both teams. I didn't think there was a lot of easy ice. I thought there were pushes where they had some momentum, did some things. I thought that we dug in defensively at times. I thought we had some pushes, and they did the same. So it was a hard-fought battle by both teams.
San Jose visits St. Paul tomorrow. This is MNN Sports.